Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Australia has canceled men's pro tennis player Novak Djokovic's visa for the second time. An Australian court is hearing his appeal, but Rachel Buongiorno reports from Melbourne the visa cancellation could dash Djokovic's hopes to defend his Australian Open tennis title.
Immigration Minister Alex Hawke cancelled Djokovic's visa on the grounds of health and good order. Tennis Australia gave the world's top-rated men's tennis player a medical exemption from a COVID-19 vaccination mandate so he could play in the tournament. However, the Australian government didn't recognise this exemption to enter the country.
Rachel Buongiorno reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's vaccine or test mandate for private sector workers in the U.S. But NPR's Andrea Hsu reports the justices are allowing the administration's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers to go forward.
By a 6-3 vote along ideological lines, the justices blocked the rule issued by OSHA, the Federal Workplace Safety Agency. That rule would have required some 84 million workers to get vaccinated or undergo weekly testing for the coronavirus. The unsigned majority opinion found that, quote, "This is no everyday exercise of federal power. It is instead a significant encroachment into the lives and health of a vast number of employees." In contrast, the justices voted 5-4 to uphold mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers at facilities that receive Medicare or Medicaid funding. The court sided with the government's argument that it can impose conditions on how its money is spent. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
North Korea has lashed out at the United States for imposing sanctions over its recent missile tests. On Tuesday, leader Kim Jong-un supervised the launch of what Pyongyang claims was a hypersonic missile. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. It was the second test in under a week.
State media quoted the foreign ministry as saying that Pyongyang was simply exercising its right to self-defense, and the missiles it tested didn't target or harm the security of any country. The Biden administration announced its first sanctions on North Korea Wednesday. The sanctions target 6 North Koreans accused of procuring materials in Russia and China for the North's weapons programs. Pyongyang accused Washington of escalating the situation and warned of unspecified retaliation. It added that while Washington claims to favor dialogue and diplomacy, its actions show it intends to isolate and stifle North Korea. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Ukraine's government says it has been hit by a massive cyber attack. Hacked government websites showed a warning, apparently from the saboteurs, telling people to, quote, expect the worst. The cyber attack comes as Ukraine faces a massive Russian troop buildup on its borders. Talks among Russia and the U.S. and NATO have not eased tensions. This is NPR. Public schools in Albuquerque, New Mexico are closed for a second day because of a cyber attack. School officials say their information system has been compromised. It's used for tracking attendance and to contact families in emergencies. California Governor Gavin Newsom has denied parole for the man who assassinated Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, Sirhan Sirhan. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the governor called Kennedy's murder one of the most notorious crimes in American history.
Democratic Governor Newsom rejected the parole board's recommendation that Sirhan Sirhan be released from prison after more than 50 years behind bars, citing the 77-year-old's shifting narratives and refusal to accept full responsibility for the assassination. Newsom wrote that Sirhan still poses a threat to public safety, quote, still lacks the insight that would prevent him from making the kind of dangerous and destructive decisions he made in the past. The Jerusalem-born Palestinian gunned down Kennedy, then a candidate for president, at an L.A. hotel shortly after the senator won California's Democratic primary. Sirhan later said he shot Kennedy over his support for military aid to Israel. 6 of Robert F. Kennedy's 9 surviving children and his widow Ethel said they were deeply relieved by the governor's decision. 2 of RFK's sons had urged leniency and compassion. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
NPR has learned that President Biden will nominate 3 candidates to the U.S. Federal Reserve Board of Governors. The candidates include Sarah Bloom Raskin, Philip Jefferson, and Lisa Cook. If confirmed by the Senate, Cook would be the first black woman to serve as one of the Fed's top policymakers. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.